to a plan holders list for the project, and so that way you'll get notified. Just one thing, I do want you to know that if we have a name of a company that's already on the list, it will be, it'll go to that person. So if you got some, if you're new, whoever's on there, whoever the contact person we've received before, that's the name it'll probably go to. So just keep that in mind if you don't see anything. I'm Eric Kollig, ODOT Central Office, Construction Management, kind of over the design build projects, the process, I should say. Just want to say thanks for coming. Thanks for your interest. Kind of here because we wanted to go through our project, our proposed project of what we're planning on doing. It is a, we're going to use a two-step low bid, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. RFQ will hit the RFQs on the street. The SOQs due April 10th at central office, I believe is what we got in the RFQ. Just kind of want to run through some of the highlights of the project. Also, some of the scoring criteria we're asking for, touch on the scope and answer any questions, or not scope, where touch on the RFQ and answer any questions you may have. So these kind of things we want to touch on through the meeting. Said it's going to be pretty informal. You got questions, go ahead and ask. We are trying to record it. We don't have a transcript, but hopefully our iPhone works and we'll post that to the website. We're going to see if we can get technology figured out. Said one thing about this is make sure that all the questions that you might have after today goes through the pre-bid website. It's listed there. It's just like any other ODOT pre-bid questions. It'll get routed through. And remember us, you know, the ex parte communications. Make sure that we're doing it official. If you have questions, please ask through the website so everything stays on the up and up. So I just wanted to make sure that was known. Like I said, it's all through the existing advertising website is done. That'll be Project 13, 3026. Five. Sorry, my memory's terrible. I touched on all that. So design build package, like I said, there's RFQ that's out. That's part of it. It will be part of the contract. One thing I do want to mention that if you make a commitment in the RFQ, it will be carried through to the contract if you're selected. The project scope that's on the street right now is a draft. Don't forget that. It will be issued after shortlisting as a final scope. The reference documents are in there. There will also be a proposal. The proposal, instead of the typical PN-126 that you would see on a low bid design build, there will be a special provision that will incorporate the shortlisting, but essentially it's going to be just like the notes are essentially about the same for any other design build ODOT does. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Ty Thompson. He's going to give an overview of the project, what it is, and we'll go from there.
I just want to reiterate, Eric said, thank you all for showing interest and coming here today to hear about the project. As far as background, just to give you an idea of the setting, the bridge right here towards the bottom of the screen, located about 5 miles east of the city of Lancaster near the Fairfield-Perry County line. It's located near two villages, West Rushville and Rushville, Ohio. Near and also near the intersection of 664 and US 22. The structure itself, three-span steel girder under truss design. It spans the Little Rush Creek as well as the railroad, Norfolk Southern. Original construction was in the late 50s, and the bridge width is 37 feet, and the length is 515 feet. A few pictures taken recently or the past year of the structure. Like I said, it's a three-span structure under truss. As far as the site history, again, the original construction was in between 1957 and 1959, but there were also some follow-up projects to that in the early 60s with some bank stabilization on the west bank injection grouting into that west bank, as well as some drainage improvements in 1964. The bridge was rehabbed in 1985. The deck overlay, replacement of the parapet, and also replacement of some of the expansion joints, as well as some other miscellaneous rehab items. And then the structure was painted in 1998. Basic scope of work is the replacement of the structure on the existing alignment, with minor roadway work involved just to tie into the approaches. Do you have a question? Okay. Some design considerations. Just wanted to hit on some highlight things for roadway and structures. Again, the existing alignment is to be maintained, except for some minor profile corrections. Typical pavement buildup has been provided in the materials online. Any impacted drainage structures are to be replaced, and at this point, no design exceptions. The existing structure plans are online. We've got a series of the plans, the original construction plans, as well as all the grouting plans have been posted online, as well as the bridge rehab plans that were constructed in 1985, as well as some inspection reports, bridge card information, bridge inventory information. The existing bridge demolition be in accordance with Section 501, and no debris is to fall onto the railroad and Little Rush Creek. As far as staging equipment, materials, we would have to coordinate that with Norfolk Southern, the railroad company. The proposed structure is to be widened to 44 feet wide, toe-to-toe of the barrier, and the parapet, a 42-inch parapet placed on the structure. Foundations, the initial foundation investigations, as well as any follow-up material, have been placed online for your use. Again, just to draw attention to the slope stability issues that were addressed back in 1962. As far as any considerations for steel, the girder superstructure have a minimum of 5 stringer girder lines. Essentially, that is due to future MOT, so we can maintain traffic part width in the future. For any girders, web depth of greater than 5.5 feet, there shall be handhold rods for future inspections on those girders, and we've provided example detail sheets online for those items. Any minimum or the clearances, vertical clearances and clearances from the railroad provided in the bridge design manual, 209.8. Right-of-way, all necessary work to be performed within the existing right-of-way, and all that data has been provided online as well. We did carry out a right-of-way purchase I'll get to in a second, what would be on the southeast portion of the structure. And the design build team will stake and flag any existing right-of-way in the field prior to construction. Construction access, as I said, district purchase right-of-way on the southeast portion of the structure in anticipation for construction access. Again, all those right-of-way plans and the data have been provided online, as well as some areas of for environmental concern. Avoidance areas. There's captured stream, what would be on the southwest portion of the structure, and then some battery areas on the approaches, on the east approach to the structure. All those are the mapping and everything are provided online for those areas. As far as environmental restrictions, considerations, based on the memorandum between ODOT, FHWA, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and ODNR, no in-stream work between April 15th and June 30th. like I said, the avoidance area is denoted in the scope, and also tree removal. They're allowed, or the area, the time that it's allowed is between October 1 and March 31st. Waterway permits, right now it is a regional general permit. As noted in the scope document, that current permit is going to expire on 10/24/2014. So a new permit determination will be required as part of the project. And any floodplain analysis will need to be coordinated with the Fairfield County, and all the contact information has been provided for Fairfield County. Railroad coordination, design build team will coordinate any and all railroad coordination. The agreement has been included. The agreement with Norfolk Southern has been included in the scope attachments. As far as contact information on the ODOT side, just ask that those folks be kept in the loop, be copied on all the coordination. And as far as rail coordinators, the district person is his name's Doug Morgan, and we can supply that contact information for the district, and also Rich Barrett for the statewide rail coordinator. Utility coordination. There is one utility on the project. It's Columbia Gas Line. Goes through that Western Bank. Design build team to coordinate all utility construction activities. Specifications for the utilities has been provided as a scope attachment. And as far as correspondence for the design build team is to copy our project manager. By the way, project manager is Curtis Zeigen, District 5 bridge engineer. And also our utility coordinator, Ed Smelcher, who's been, his contact information will also be provided. As far as construction schedule, it will be a full closure during the construction, or a full closure will be allowed. For the closure period, we're allowing the time period to be between December 1st, 2014, to October 2nd, 2015, and there'll be a maximum of a 260-day closure. Any closure time beyond that, there'll be a 6,000-day per day assessment, anything that goes beyond that 260 days. As far as detour routes, it's probably easier to show you the map. Up here in the red cross, the boxed-in area, that's the bridge. The state signed detour, shown here in the green, is State Route 37 over to State Route 664. That'll be the state signed detour. It is anticipated there will be the use of a local detour. It's Old U.S. 22, goes through the two villages as I mentioned before. But the state signed detour will be what's shown here in green. And this map's, I know it may be difficult to see, but we provided the map with the attachments as well. Questions about the scope?
Thank you. My name is Chase Wells. I work in ODOT Central Office for the Division of Construction. I'll be assisting Eric throughout this procurement. Like Eric said, and I'm sure as well as you know, this is going to be a two-step low bid design build procurement. We will be requesting your statement of qualifications. We will have a short listing of three. This is open to all pre-qualified design build teams. And once the shortlisting occurs, we will send out a request for proposals, and the shortlisted teams be invited to participate. The comparative process, we'll get into that later, but the design build teams will be judged against one another. And we plan to keep the evaluation confidential till after the award. Here's a schedule of the upcoming events. For right now, the most important dates is going to be next Tuesday, 1st. That's going to be the deadline for the pre-bid questions. The next is going to be the 10th. That might be the most important for now. It'll be a couple Thursdays from now. Will be the submittal of the SOQs. And then ultimately on the 8th of May will be the announcement of the shortlisted teams. Here's kind of an overview of the request for qualifications. The project scope, appendices, reference files, proposals currently are in draft documents. I think the link to those are provided on page 5 of the RFQ if you haven't visited them already. We currently, right now, do not have an EBS file set up for this project, so we request that any addenda made beforehand be submitted with your SOQ, so it provides proof that you have seen it. Evaluation criteria. This is going to be part B of your SOQ. We are asking you to demonstrate your preliminary understanding of the design and construction requirements for this project. General approach. We want to know about the timeliness of your design. We want to know your approach to construction timeliness as well. want you to describe the demo of the existing structure, your plans to remove. Describe the corresponding advantages and list any risks and the mitigation strategies as well. Currently, the RFQ states that we would like to know 4 other major risk items involved with the project. Talking with the technical evaluation team, I believe 2 of those major tasks might be peeled. We might only ask for a description of the bridge and 2 other major tasks as well. So be on standby for that. And we also want to know a description of the potential replacement structures, elaborate on the short-term construction risks, mitigations, and talk about the long-term benefits of the proposed structure. Organization and key personnel, this will be part C of your submittal. We're asking for a organizational chart showing the chain of command, your key personnel. And then we're going to go on to key personnel. We are only going to request the resumes of the design build project manager as well as the design project manager. In the past, we've asked for the structural engineer and the construction manager to make this a more efficient submittal. We've kept it to these 2 key personnel. Some generals, the individual's position authority within the offer, general qualifications, concurrent work time availability. We'll ask for this in percentage format. That will be a big one. Currently employed, should go without saying. Some specifics, professional registrations we'll look at, education, unique qualifications and such. Capabilities and experience, this will be part D of the SOQ. We are looking for you to demonstrate the design construction management experience and capabilities. We're looking for you to provide information as it relates to equipment, notable expertise, any other information you feel that is important, project management methodologies. This could go with the project schedule, environment, railroad, third port, or third party coordination, and previous project experience. We'll be looking at 10 previous jobs that you've completed, 5 construction, 5 design, and that can be listed on Form D1. I believe that's in the RFQ and the appendices as well. The SOQ will be reviewed and comparatively scored by the technical team. The technical team is comprised of both ODOT Central Office and District 5. Central Office will be primarily there to serve for consistency across these two-step design-build projects. Obviously, the District 5 personnel are more knowledgeable about the project. And then once the evaluation team collects their information, they will provide that to the executive level team, which will be comprised of ODOT Central Office and District Deputy Directors and Chief Engineers. And ultimately, they will have the final decision. The SOQ format, this is kind of the page requirement we're looking at, 27. One page, 8.5 by 11, 12 point font, Times New Roman, not Arial. Kind of an inside joke. Request for proposals. This will be after the shortlisting. Make those available. We are not going to consider ATCs for this project, but we will consider potential VECPs throughout the process. And then the lowest responsive bidder will be awarded the contract, and we'll have the post-letting meeting. Time for questions, answers. Yes?
You had mentioned about eliminating 2 major tasks, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a timeline on when an addenda would be released for that change? Or
either
Soon, shortly.
Soon,
like early next week or
at the latest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think of page, would that affect page limits at all, or do you think?
I think we're going to keep the same page limits.
Yeah.
Thought maybe it would be more beneficial to the design build teams to maybe elaborate on other areas as opposed to going into detail about other risks.
I mean, that's really, it's a simple change for us to make. So it can occur pretty quick. It should be out there. Sometimes our addendums haven't been exactly timely like we want to here lately in recent years because of other internal issues, but hopefully on this one I'll be able to get over that issues.
Is that shorter review?
No, it's the other issue. There's some other internal issues why some of our addendums haven't exactly been getting posted as timely as we would. This one, hopefully, I'll be able to make it happen.
So the intention is to expand, instead of having 4, you expand on 2.
The intention is for you to answer the way we put the RFQ. I'm not going to tell you how to answer or what to do with the having less major tasks to identify. Let you decide on how you want to handle that. We'll let you. Sorry, it's not me. It's we. It's a collective we.
We.
That is something we probably. This is just to let you know how we do, kind of the internal workings.
I'll let you lay in on some of how we do it. But when we score these are like Chase had said, they are comparative scoring. It's done. We are looking at. looking at the teams compared to each other. One thing that we do is there's section B, C, and D. The highest ranked score gets the max, or the highest out of that section gets all the points in that section, and then the teams are scored comparatively down as we see fit, or as you demonstrated, should say, and how we scored them. It is a consensus scoring. It is a group scoring. When this comes out, you will not see individual scores come from the individual scorers. It will be a consensus scoring team when they all get together and we agree to it. So I just kind of wanted to let you know that it isn't one man's opinion. It's the group's opinion, and it is a group's evaluation of what you present. One thing, too, else to be said, we will primarily use the information that you provide to us. But with that being said, we are within our right, and we will also consider other knowledge that we know. What I mean by, and that's in the RFQ that way also. We can do that. We may do that if we feel we need to. But primarily, the information will be on what's submitted to us.
Eric, can you elaborate on the makeup of the scoring team, as far as how many district versus how many central office personnel, and will there be any other third parties on the scoring team?
There will not be others on the scoring team. We may have some external assistance to help organize, but they won't have any scoring at all. The scoring will be done by ODOT people and ODOT people only. The team will be comprised of three central office personnel. This is the technical level scoring team. That they will be, and it's primarily, like Chase said, is to make sure we stay consistent between all these projects that we're going to do, and method and approach. The district team, I don't want to give names, and I'm not going to give names, but it's primarily going to be probably about five district personnel, so there's going to be a total of 7 to 8 personnel, approximately 7 to 8 on the technical level. The executive level team will be 4, like Chase had said, and I think this is in the RFQ. It's Deputy Director of Construction, Deputy Director of P&E, the District Deputy Director, and ODOT Chief Engineer. Don't hold it all that tight to the chest. You got to hit me up with something else. Make it a little harder.
Are you going to publish a sign-in sheet?
Yeah. Publish a sign-in sheet and hopefully a recording.
We're still good.
Resumes, do they count as part of the page count?
Yes. Maximum 2 pages per person. That's maximum. I'm not saying you need to use 2, but I'm just saying that's a maximum. I know this is probably, and I know what most of the people are thinking is we limited this way down, and yes, we did. And I'm not going to lie, we do that on purpose. We want to try to pull out the information that matters, not the fluff. And that's why it's probably seems like a short, tight SOQ.
You don't anticipate any other addenda after?
No. Like I said, we talked about it, we evaluated it. It is very limited. We had an internal discussion. We recognized what the job is and the major tasks to the job. I'm not going to tell you what we think they are, but they're, you know, obviously the demolition of the one, otherwise we wouldn't have that as the first one. As one of the pirate or one of the things we need to discuss. We're going to let you decide what the other 2 key items are and risk and mitigation approach to those 2. But we decided, we talked about it. The bridge, this project is, we believe it's a good design build candidate because we tried to open up as many options as we possibly could on this one. So, but no, I don't. We don't expect any more addendum. I
apologize for this one, but we considered it. It was like, we are limiting this a lot. And so we wanted to give the availability to you guys to use what you could. But we don't think it's worth a 50-page RFQ. If I would have asked you for 50 pages, I think I would have got pumped. So we wanted to limit it. We want to keep it to the point. Hopefully we'll let, and after this is all over, we will, if you want, we will meet with whoever the teams are that proposed. If they're unfortunate and weren't shortlisted, we'll gladly meet with you. It will be all posted. The SOQs, well, we won't necessarily post them for easily to be seen, but if they get requested, they will be posted. And the scoring, if it's requested, I'll gladly give it to you, and we'll meet with whoever wants to after the fact. Like I said, we're not going to try to, we're not hiding anything. We won't hide anything. And so after, like I said, after this is over with, I may reach out to whoever proposed and ask opinions on this. Like I said, this is the third of three pilots that we've done on the shortlisting. We're trying to decide if we're going to make this more mainstream. We see value in it. I think there's value to some point to the industry, as maybe there won't be as, I know the SOQs take time, and I realize that, especially if you haven't done many of them, but we think there's value in the fact that there won't be wasted, as much wasted effort. Trying to get some, we get the best, most qualified personnel bidding for people, our teams, and hopefully there isn't a major loss of effort to put a price together. So, like I said, I'm going to probably reach out and ask you guys your opinions, try to collect it and see what we're going to do in the future. Hopefully these continue. I like them. I hope you guys see benefit in it. I hope you're not mad at me after this is all over with, or mad at us at ODOT.
No, just you.
Just at me. With that, say thanks. Anybody else, anything? Appreciate it.
Thank you. Looks like we're still good.